Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Taysom Hill, the starting quarterback today for the New Orleans Saints.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
It's going to be fun for the Saints fans to watch.
Taysom's going to keep it up the sideline. Touchdown!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
They're just going to go like from Flacco to Lamar.
Looking downfield, he's going to tuck it and run at the 10, the 5. Touchdown! Taysom Hill!
Earlier on the show, from NBC Sports, Peter King, 76ers President of Basketball Operations, Daryl Morey. Coming up, 9-year NFL veteran Spice Adams. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We had a fun 2 hours. Daryl Morey... at the top of last hour, calling in from Philadelphia, the new major domo of basketball ops there in Philadelphia. It was a fun conversation with him. We went all over the map. He basically said, were you surprised, Chris, that he basically said that what the team that, you know, my team's on the floor, basically, kind of like Coach Dale. Obviously, anything can happen.
Right.
I did ask him the hypothetical question. Let's just say if the team that he used to, he's a guy who came from another team. Let's just say you're an executive who came from another team that he put two superstar players on, and he leaves, and the coach he hired leaves, and both the superstar players reportedly won out. Would that surprise him? He did not take that bait whatsoever.
He wanted nothing to do with that.
He actually said, I wonder what TJ is asking. You asked him a good question about how it works with Elton Brand. And
thank you, Rich.
How it works is, you know.
I'm trying to make you proud over here when you give me the chance to ask a
look,
question.
Look, man.
I can't be stupid.
You asked David Wright
a
good question when Mr. Met came on. You asked him if he wanted to be part of the front office. That actually got picked up in New York newspapers.
I think it's still going to happen.
Okay. Very good. We're both going higher register against each other. It's kind of like a higher register duel. All right, then. Hour one, we had Peter King on. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We've been talking about the Tua benching and then the Carson Wentz non-benching and the Taysom Hill starting and then obviously the Sunday night game, which was – Patrick Mahomes, in my mind, proving that he is the MVP of this league. And joining us to discuss all of that is somebody who I love following on Twitter at Spice Adams, the 9-year NFL veteran who is here courtesy of his partnership with Kingsford, Anthony Spice Adams on the Rich Eisen Show. How have you been, sir?
I'm great, man. How you doing?
I am doing better for talking to you. Man, your feed cracks me up. Your feed absolutely cracks me up. It's great.
Oh, man. Thank you, man. That's what it's all about, man, just having smiles all around, man. And especially times like these, man. This is a difficult time right now.
Oh, it sure is. Let's talk a little bit of your Chicago Bears coming off the bye week. They had a good week.
Come on, Rick.
No, they had a good week. They had a good week. The Packers lost. The Vikings lost.
Yeah,
and now
we had a bye week.
It was good. It was like the best bye week they could possibly have. What do you think needs to be done with that team? If Ryan Pace and the McCaskey family called you up, Coach Nagy calls up Anthony Spice Adams and says, what do you think? So what do you think, Spice?
Oh, my gosh. It would be the longest call ever. I mean, where do you start? I mean, it's like going into a room and you see like a pile of clothes and all these different spaces and you're like, I don't know where to start. I don't know. It's inconsistent, man. We don't know what our identity is. I mean, I think our defense is good, not great. But, I mean, like, sometimes we want to feel more than we need to be. And it's just, I don't know, man. It's so inconsistent, man. That's our identity, inconsistency. So, I mean, I would have a lot of questions, man. But, you know, they could still right all of their wrongs. I mean, we could still beat the Packers somehow and, you know, somehow go on a run. I don't know. But sometimes it's just you got to get hot at the right time.
And do you think Trubisky has run his course there? Or you think he should get one more shot here when he comes back? What do you think?
I don't know. It's kind of difficult, man. When you go into year three and then you get benched and then they sign somebody to a huge deal, it's kind of like the writing is on the wall. So, if it was me playing defensive tackle, I know I'm out of there. I'm gone. Like I knew that when I was with San Fran, I was packing my stuff. I had boxes in my apartment in October. Like I knew what time it was. So, I mean, the writing seems to be on the wall.
Why did you have boxes in October of 2006? Spice? Why?
I knew it was over for me. I already knew. Like, you don't have to tell. It's sometimes coaches, they'll have you in their office, and it's a lot of coach talk. Yeah, you know, it's a numbers game, and we want to try to get you in there, but da-da-da-da-da. And it's like you see it. And so it's like, you know what? I'm going to call you, Hall. Give me a couple boxes, little wardrobe boxes. I'm going to go ahead and just pack this stuff up because it seems like I'm going to be out of here.
Well, Spice, what happens in a locker room when a defense is balling out and the offense is struggling? I mean, obviously, Chicago right now, you saw the Dolphins make a switch in the middle of a game after making a switch supposedly for the rest of the season a few weeks ago. What happens in a locker room like that?
Well, I'm a different type of guy. I always see the glass half full. So I'm always like, well, if the offense doesn't score, then, you know, I can't. There's nothing you could really say if an offense goes out there and they put 21 points up on you. Like, what can you say to the offense? Let's go. Like, come on, wake up. Like, we don't want to need to wake up. They can score 3 touchdowns on us. So I always put the onus on myself. And because I figure, like, if you put it on the kicker, why don't you go out and kick and see what that looked like? You go out and kick a field goal, you see what that looked like. So I always try to put the shoe on the other foot and see what it's like to go out there and play a quarterback. Like, you don't know. You don't know, like, different blitzes and all that stuff, all that type of stuff that come. But we were a different type of defense. Like, we were trying to get the ball out. We were trying to get the ball, and we were trying to score. That's all we practiced. When we got the ball, everybody was going to get a block. If you didn't go get a block, we were talking about you. The coaches were putting a red dot laser on you all when we were watching the film. So we had a different mindset. Our mindset was, if the offense can give us 2 touchdowns or maybe even 17 points, we're supposed to win the game. And then at the end of the day, you had to kick the Devin Hester. Like, so pick your poison. Like, we were a well-oiled machine.
Anthony Spice Adams here on the Rich Eisen Show. Warren Sapp always told me that he would tell everybody, don't mess with my quarterback or my kicker. He doesn't want anybody getting in their skulls, period. End of story. He said that all
some hard position.
That's what he said, you know, all the time. So, all right. Do you want to talk about your alma mater, or should we just leave that alone? Because I don't like talking about my alma mater that much
these days. Do you want to talk about your alma mater? Huh?
You know, I mean, that's coming up this week, Spice. It's Michigan versus Penn State this week.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, that's coming up. I mean, do you want to put anything on this game, any way, shape, or form?
You know what I want to put on this game?
What?
Kingsford Pellets. That's all I want to talk about.
You want to talk about your sponsorship?
Is that from the Kingsford Pellets? Oh my God!
How about those pellets, huh? How about those pellets?
Oh, they, listen, I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked, Rich.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you asked because I don't have to talk about my alma mater. I said I wasn't going to cry, Roy Firestone. I said I was not going to cry, but I love the smoky flavor from Kingsford Pellets, man. 100% wood smoke flavor imparted onto your food, man. Come on. It's 100% hardwood smoke. All right? You don't get that from other pellets. We're not even going to talk about other pellets because we're only talking about Kingsford Pellets. We're not going to talk about the Bears. We're not going to talk about Penn State. We're going to talk about grilling. Because a lot of people, they go into the oven when they make turkey. No, you got to get on the grill. Put it on the smoke, baby. You know what I'm saying? What do you do, Rich? What you do with your bird?
I put it in the oven.
Yeah, I put it on Front Street. I put it on the oven. You didn't even know how to answer that. Yeah.
Well, that's because I watched 3 overtimes against Rutgers this weekend. Spice, you know. But before I finally got out of the oven, you know.
You're in a bad spot.
Hey.
You're in a bad spot.
I don't know.
You watched 3 overtime of Rutgers?
Yes, I know. But it's so rare for me to be able to talk smack about my football program right now. But
Rich,
I kind of feel like I can right now.
that's the thing, Rich. I've never been in this position where I can at least say one thing where I'm just like, well, that's why we beat y'all this year.
we won by a field goal. Like, it's nothing
yes.
I could say. And then this what makes it so hurtful, Rich.
Yes.
My son comes up to me.
Uh-oh.
And he says, hey, Dad, they say Penn State, the last time Penn State went 0-4 was 2001. You were on that team, right, Dad? I said, no, I never went 0-4. You crazy. He said, Dad, I'm going to look it up. I say, I don't care what you do. You can look it up. You can research it. I don't care what you do. I never went 0-4. So he looked it up on Google, and then Google, he says, look, Dad, it says right here. You lost to Miami. Then you lost. I said, I never went 0-5. Never went
0-5. Fantastic. Fantastic. The Google being the eye in the sky that does not lie right there. Oh, my gosh. But, hey, look, at least we got that going for us. It's going to be a big game coming up on Saturday. And I'll send you a direct message after that and ask you how your Thanksgiving with your Kingsford Pellets went. I can pretty much ask you that.
Oh, man, Thanksgiving is synonymous with family, football, and enjoying extravagant seats.
I love it, man. Always be selling. Hey, look, before we retouch upon one more time about your Thanksgiving, I want to ask you about your alter ego in hoops, Cream E. Biggums, and the next time that we might be able to see him out there on the floor doing his thing. Spice.
Oh, you know, everybody's signing these max contracts, man. They need to get at least Cream to at least half of it, you know, or a quarter of it. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, the guy averages a quintuple-double. I mean, points, rebounds, steals, assists, blocks, quintuple-doubles, man, every time he touches the court. But I think that's why people don't want to sign him, because it's like a slaughter. If he's on your team, you're automatically going to win the playoffs and you're going to win the championship. Easy.
So I'm seeing you right here trying to take Common off the dribble at the All-Star game that just went down in Chicago earlier this year. Break down.
Then a foul by Quentin Richardson.
Oh, we could see Q. Once you beat Common off the dribble, Q is ready to make sure you didn't get to the rim. What is Cream E. Biggum's game? Can you break it down for me, Spice?
I don't think it can be broke down, you know. It's very unorthodox.
Mm-hmm.
And the true story, to make a long story longer.
Sure.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar
yes.
really idolized Cream. So, you know, because at first he was Lou Alcindor.
Yes.
But then he changed his name to Kareem.
Mm-hmm.
Kareem. See what I'm saying? So he idolized Cream Biggums and the hook shot and
yes.
the jab steps and the crossovers, all of that stuff. I mean, you talk about an all-around guy who can play defense, who can play offense. He can run the point, plays at least 12 positions, even though it's only five on the court, because he can play assistant coach, head coach, equipment manager, anything, man. This guy is one of the best.
So you're saying Creamy Biggums is so ahead of his time, he was ahead of his time even before his time even existed. That's what you're saying with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem
That's
so
what you're saying.
Far ahead of the game. He's about to start another life. Look behind you. He's about to pass you twice.
I think I just love the outside shot. That's my favorite GIF that I see sometimes. Just so many people who want to actually use a GIF to say somebody's so far off the mark that I see your shot from 3-point basically chip the top of the backboard is one of my favorite 3-point shots I've ever seen. Just amazing. Really is great.
The thing is, Rich, he lacks no, like, he has all the confidence in the world. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, he has the green light to pull from half court if he wants to. Like, that's the guy you're dealing with. This is the guy that you see in the gym when you go shirts and skins, and this guy is always in there, ready for shirts, of course.
I love it. So what is your Thanksgiving, favorite Thanksgiving meal that you got? Spice, give it to me before I let you go.
I smoke a turkey,
okay.
And sometimes I bake and weave it. The kids love it, man.
Bake and weave.
Of course, I use the Kingsford Pellet Grills, man. I like that smoke flavor, because sometimes you can put something on an open fire.
Yep.
But to just put something slow and low and just let the smoke do the work, it's unreal.
like that smoke flavor, like really. Like I know I joke around all the time, man, but I don't joke around when it comes to the food.
No doubt. And your the side that you can't do without. What's the side?
Ooh, I would say macaroni and cheese.
Oh, boy.
And I mean, you can put all types of cheese. You can put seven cheeses in it. You can put one cheese or like whatever. And it is it's amazing. I mean, you can pair it with anything. So, yeah, my wife's macaroni and cheese, my mom's, like either one. Like it's off the chain.
All right, Spice, look for that DM Saturday night from me. That's the way I'll reach out to you.
I know it's coming.
Oh yeah, it's so rare for me to be so confident, but you know, I think we got the right quarterback now, and everything's looking good. And
I don't know.
You know,
Rich, I don't know. If you know, this game could go either way. Don't try to act like y'all got the upper edge because you don't.
I don't know. I mean, Chris, can you look this up?
You know.
I'm asking my guy here, Chris Brockman.
What do you
want?
Can
you just look it up on the internet? Can somebody who's 0-5 talk back? Is that allowed?
I don't believe.
Is that allowed? Can you look that up? I don't know where you look it up. I don't know where that is on the internet to look that up. But can somebody whose team is 0-5 for the first time in their lush history talk back?
Hey, Rich.
Yes, sir.
Rich, you know what?
Oh, you're still there?
I was on the team with the San Francisco 49ers, and it was a year we went 2-14.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what?
Yes.
All those 16 games, guess who won? Me. I won. My team lost, but I won.
Michigan's a 2-point favorite.
Oh, who knew? I didn't think that those words would come out of your mouth for the rest of this year.
2-point favorite.
All right, Spice, thanks for the call, man. Have a great Thanksgiving. Always great catching up with you.
Hey, man. Kings for Pellets, man. Best in the world.
You got it. That's check it out on Spice, at Spice Adams on his Twitter and Instagram feed, talking about Kingsford Pellets. And that'll be a DM I send Saturday night.
Well done. I'm looking forward to smoking my turkey this week as well.
Hey, Rich, I feel like, you know, I know Spice has a lot going on.
Yeah.
I feel like that should be, at worst, a once-a-month type call. That was so entertaining.
Oh, great. I'll reach out to him, talk to him as much as I possibly can.
That was
just
amazing.
Not about Penn State or the Bears.
Yeah.
Let me say this. It was a strange sensation growing up, as I have, in Staten Island, New York. Very strange, strange sensation seeing Rutgers football be on my screen and concern me. Very, very strange sensation, man, that I would be at all concerned about Rutgers football, and to the point where, even though the game was all teed up on the Big Ten Network out here in Los Angeles at 4:30 kick, I wanted no part of it. I wanted no part of it. As a matter of fact, I was binge-watching Schitt's Creek with Seuss.
Hey!
Great show. Oh, my God, is that show. It just gets better season in season. As it goes, it's so great. It's so funny. It is so worth your time. Oh,
yeah,
God, it's so great. So we're binging. We're going down. And I get texts from my buddies back home where I went to Michigan with. This is awful. This is terrible. I can't believe it. And I'm like, I'm out.
Not watching.
And I look down at my Twitter feed, and I get all those googly eyes. Like, I wonder what Rich Eisen's thinking right now. And that's what I just put out. I'm like, hey, everybody. No, I am not watching. Thanks for asking. I am binging Schitt's Creek, and that's not a metaphor for anything.
Proud of you.
But then I got a text. I got an alert, too, because, you know, I got my phone lights up Michigan scores. I saw that Cade McNamara, the redshirt freshman, who played very well when he came in, you know, last couple times that he got put in there because the game was essentially out of hand, played pretty well against Wisconsin. I saw him come out. I'm like, all right, he scored a touchdown. It's close enough for me to just watch the second half. I got in. I got locked in.
Oh, they sucked you in.
They sucked me in, and I'm sitting there. I'm watching by myself because my kids are all elsewhere, and Susie was – I was getting – again, the number of times where Susie's like – she comes in the room. She's like, are you watching Michigan? I'm like, yeah. And she looks at the screen. She goes – she looks at me. This is what she says to me, my wife. She looks at me, she goes, Rutgers?
Hey, New Jersey.
This is what she says to me.
She knows.
This is what she says to me. She goes,
she knows.
Rutgers? And she's new based on my reaction and my mood. She didn't need to go second level, which is Rutgers?
Right.
You know, like to follow up.
Like a high register.
No, like I get it. Yeah, Rutgers. Yeah. But I saw a Michigan man in 12 start winging it around. Kid's got some moxie, to use the old Bo phrase.
Oh.
And, you know, just watching Greg Schiano do his thing, and it went to overtime. Michigan missed a field goal. Did you see any of this?
I didn't see
it. Real quick. Michigan misses a field goal to start overtime. Then Rutgers goes basically in a shell as soon as they get the ball back just to set up the game-winning field goal. Kid misses that.
Ugh.
Then Rutgers comes out and pulls this trick play up because they know Michigan's defense is just going to swarm to the ball. Quarterback rolls all the way to the right, throws back left, touchdown.
Wide open.
First play.
Yeah.
And it's just like, now I got to score a touchdown. It's Kid McNamara. He did it. And he scored himself. It was great.
Wait, what happened to Milton?
Oh, they took him out at the end of the first half.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was just not working.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. He played the whole second half. He accounted for 5 touchdowns, including the game winner. And then Michigan played defense to get off the field finally and to win in 3 overtimes. And I'm like, yeah, this is great. And then I think about what...
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Yeah. And so it's finally over. And I'm like, I go upstairs and Susie goes, did they win? And I'm like, yeah, Rutgers.
Yeah, Rutgers.
Rutgers. Yeah, man. This kid's a keeper, though. I like it. So I'm back in. Certainly since we're taking out 0-5, to make Penn State 0-6 is, I don't care what our record is. Here we go.
They've been playing football at Penn State since 1887. Worst start ever.
Oh, terrible.
Worst start ever.
Wow. Here we go, baby. Here we go. And now, you know what I'm all about? Northwestern football. I've got a degree from them, too, sir. I've got 2 degrees. 2 degrees. 2 degrees.
I'm more a Notre Dame fan than Northwestern in a degree.
I went to Northwestern.
I know you did, like, but that's
6 months.
For
years.
No, for
exactly.
A year.
No, a like year.
9 months. 9 months.
A year.
I have a degree.
No.
Excuse me. Do you know how much I had to, do you know how long I had to work to pay off the student loans that I had to incur to go to Northwestern?
I mean, excuse me.
I have a question. Have you ever gone to a Northwestern game while you were there? You're not a fan. Done.
Did I go to a Northwestern game when
I
was there?
Did you go? You did not.
No, I did not.
Then you are not a fan.
No, I did not. But I interviewed Gary Barnett, who was the coach at the time, about what the program's all about. I was all in.
You did not go to a game.
Not going to a game.
You have to go to the game in the home stadium.
Mike, I worked too hard. By the way, I actually went to the school. You're just a Notre Dame fan because you can't go Rutgers.
But I mean, Rutgers didn't let me in.
Dude.
I would have gotten there. I'd have gotten in.
He couldn't even get into Rutgers.
Yeah, because New Jersey, they don't accept in-state residents. I mean,
By the way.
I got into Syracuse.
This puts the button on the segment.
What is happening?
Couldn't get into Rutgers.
I'm still pissed about that, just so you know.
That's his new, that's my.
I am still mad.
That's what you should be. That should be the name. That's what you named. That you should name your boat. Rutgers sucks.
I got into NYU, Syracuse, Ball State, Seton Hall. I couldn't get into Rutgers.
Ball State?
Yeah, it was actually a big communication school. It still is.
Piscataway.
Piscataway. Idiots. I hate it. Oh, my God.
Chris Brockman's got a news update. When we come back, there is Joe Burrow news about his knee, and apparently, boy.
It's not good. It's not good.
And your phone calls at 844-204-RICH when we come back. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Need an escape? Drop into Pluto TV for a world of free TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, free. No subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android, iPhone, Roku, and Fire TV and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
Back here on Peacock. that moment you look down at your phone during the commercial break and your phone is connected to your Postmates and you see your wife has ordered bagels. This is good news.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, is it here?
Nah,
he's sending him here?
Nah, nah. This is about me, sir. Bagels coming to the house. I don't know what the occasion is, but I'm all in.
I mean,
all in on that.
It's Monday. That's the occasion.
It's an outlier. A Monday bagel order is an outlier.
Yeah, that's like a weird day.
Why is that a weird day for bagels?
Usually it's a weekend.
It's a weekend. Oh. Saturday, Sunday, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sunday we used to get
everything? Everything's the best bagel, right?
No.
Oh, come on now.
What?
No.
What? What are you talking about? Everything's the best bagel.
And everything bagel.
No.
No.
No. So does that mean you got a lot on your pizza too? What does that mean? I treat my bagels the same way I treat pizzas.
Okay, hold on. So what is the best bagel flavor?
We welcome our radio audience back. What's the...
Poppy.
To me, egg.
Oh,
number
egg.
One. Egg, eggs, number one.
That's
number two is plain.
Plain?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
what?
Rich is right.
Yes.
I'm with Rich
a
on this.
A plain bagel?
Yes.
Is better than everything?
A plain bagel
with
is the cheese pizza cheese. Version of bagels.
Exactly.
And you put your schmear on it. That's
you're
the
right.
difference.
Little lox and cream cheese. I'm in.
But you like everything. Like I don't need like every last spice.
No,
I don't need sesame and poppy and all that sort of garbage.
Too much. There's too much on it.
Exactly.
It's too much.
What's the most you order on a pizza? Again, the bagels and pizza should be treated the same way. By the way, also, you can't eat a bagel with a knife and fork. Otherwise, you're animal.
That's
okay. It's the same thing, honestly. And that's why you can make a pizza out of a bagel.
Yes.
Pizza bagels are amazing. Okay. When you're not putting a pizza bagel, you're not making it out of an everything bagel.
Nope.
You're not. That's what I'm saying. It's about what goes on top of the bagel, not what the bagel's made out of. Like, who are you? And by the way, who are you to argue with a Jewish person and an Italian
exactly.
about a bagel?
I'm just asking. I mean, I just...
had no idea it was coming his way. Seriously, what's the most you put on a pizza?
Meat. Pepperoni, sausage.
Oh, my God.
So you're meat lover.
Like
whatever.
A meat lover pizza?
Meat lover.
Ooh.
See, but you don't, like, put it all on the crust, right? It's about what goes on top of the crust. Crust stays the same.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Crust stays the same.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But an everything bagel. Like, come on. I need a little spice. Plain. Come on. Flavor.
It's too much on an everything. Too much.
Most I would go is poppy.
Poppy,
then
I love.
My dad loved poppy bagels.
I love poppy.
All right, Adam.
And they get all over the place.
Adam in the back, also a member of the tribe, Rich, says... His order is sesame, raisin, poppy seed, everything, egg.
I got it. Understood. He's also from Illinois.
Exactly. They
Seriously.
Think deep dish pizza is real pizza.
Hold on
Please.
A second. Hold on a second.
Please. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
His Judaism and where the bagel gets discounted because he's from the Midwest?
Yes. No doubt. I'm with Rich.
Did I stutter?
I'm with Rich 100% here.
Did I stutter?
100% Rich is awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Look, We can argue about it, but I'm from New York City.
Best
Excuse
bagel
me.
Flavor, call us.
Excuse me.
You're from Staten Island.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Once again, your whole bias that Staten Island is not part of New York City.
I'm just saying, someone from Illinois is like, oh, man, I can't wait to go to New York City, and you drop them off in the middle of wherever Staten Island, they're going to want a refund.
Actually, they take the Staten Island Ferry, which
is
beautiful. One of the epic...
What a ride. What
exactly.
a ride.
What a
Which only, is correct.
The only problem I've ever had with the Staten Island Ferry is when my prom date vomited off the side of one on the way back to Staten Island.
Which we love.
Was that's that one, was that the maroon limousine?
That was, yeah. That's how it's, you know how that meme is? How it started, how it ended? How it started was a maroon limousine. How it ended is a booting off the side of the Staten Island Ferry. Is that sharing too much? Who would have thought a bagel conversation would end with that fact?
Oh.
And you're like, you're basically like, you're basically similar to my wife. You've heard all my stories. You've been around long
by
enough
way,
to have heard, you've
love,
heard all my stories.
I've heard all the stories, but I still, I
Which,
love
by
them.
The way, I did watch back.
I love them.
Before we get to your news update here, the Michael Holly segment that we had on Thursday, where you heard me tell the Stuart Scott story for probably the 100th time.
Good.
And I did see you did give it sort of like a golf clap. You gave it a courtesy laugh and a golf clap, like, oh, God, I got to hear this story.
But that is one
time.
Of my favorite ones, though, the hey, it's the white guy.
But you've never heard my prom story then in that regard.
I knew the maroon was I knew the limo was maroon.
I worked at Pathmark and Walbaum's and worked all those jobs to pay for a third of the limousine, and it showed up, and it was a maroon limousine, and it broke down on the way to the New Jersey catering hall that the party was at. And then we made it all the way to New York City to Dangerfield's Comedy Club and all that stuff, and then we took the ferry home, and it wasn't great.
Was it peach schnapps? Is that what your girl threw?
I don't know.
Peach schnapps.
Could have been.
It was Zima.
It was probably a schnapps thing.
It was Zima with grenadine.
No. I'm old enough that this predated Zima.
So. Oh, okay. Peach schnapps was a high
peach
school.
Peach schnapps.
Good one,
Jolly Ranchers.
Okay, are you ready for your news update?
I am. My
after
cheeks
I broke
hurt,
some news?
I am.
Okay, here we go. It's Chris Brockman's news update right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
And now, with a report of the day's news from the world of sports and entertainment, someone who is not a journalist or newsman by any definition of the word whatsoever, it's Chris Brockman.
All right, Christopher, what do you have over there, sir?
Okay, an update here on Joe Burrow. We saw him go down yesterday against Washington. It's bad news. The MRI revealed more damage than anticipated, according to Adam Schefter. Tore his ACL, tore his MCL, suffered other structural issues as well.
Gosh.
Going to be a long and lengthy rehab for Joe Burrow, so hopefully he's back sometime in 2021.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it live.
Yeah, me too.
But just like everything else, I didn't, you know, I wasn't looking at the pocket when it happened.
Right.
And I saw it live, and I saw Washington football team members take a knee on the sideline as they went to break. And that's when I tweeted that out.
Yeah.
I'm like, that looked serious because he wasn't getting up. And then when the opponents take a knee, that's bad news. And I thought to myself, same field that Alex Smith hurt his leg like that. And I thought, maybe did it break? Did it not? Let's see. Come back from break. Spiro Ditas, who's calling the game, says, we're not going to show the replay. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He goes, we're not showing the replay.
And then Chase Young and everybody going up to Joey on the cart.
I have seen, you know, the high, if you will, the low light back. And you could see his leg, it bends in a highly unnatural way.
Yeah, he got kind of high woed. He got hit low. And
I mean, you've got to be kidding me. Now then. Alex Smith is starting Thanksgiving Day in 3 days. Thought that would never happen.
Yep.
So, and of course, Alex Smith did go over to Joe Burrow and was one of the players to say something to him as he was getting carted off. So, it's going to be a long road, but if there's somebody who has the, you know, the heart, it's him, and I send nothing but the best his way. Good dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the Bengals deserve better. I mean, my gosh. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about tortured sports cities. Cincinnati is up there with the rest of them.
An awful week 11 twist of fate, but I send my best.
We talked about Tua earlier. Brian Flores pulled no punches, explaining why he pulled Tua for Ryan Fitzpatrick. Also clear, no wholesale changes to the QB spot. It is going to be Tua starting in week 12. So no controversy, quote, this is his team. He's going to lead this team and continue to lead this team. So Tua moving forward.
Get right game. Get right game for Tua. Who's he taking on? Oh, yeah, there we go. The Jets. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. It's not going to be his thin skinness. It's going to be how does the locker room handle the fact that Fitzpatrick's out, Tua's in, looking great. Now he doesn't look so great. Middle of game, he's taking six sacks. We're taking him out. It's Fitzpatrick. What happens again, he's got two get right games, taking on the Jets this week, and then Cincinnati and Ryan Lindley. And then it's the crucible. Kansas City, New England, Vegas, Buffalo.
Yeah.
And
tough close.
The question is, do you do this again? And if you do it again, what happens if you do it a third time? And is that really what's best for Tua long term? But Flores is clearly one of the coaches who is like, I'm treating this position like everybody else. And I know there is a significant part of NFL player dumb that views this as a rightful way to handle the quarterback position. No doubt. Don't treat him any differently. I don't make a catch. I don't hold on to the ball. I don't make a play on defense. I'm sat down. So why shouldn't the quarterback? But you want to have the guy. You just want to have the guy and ride him out. I can't wait to see how this all plays out.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a fun close to the season. Myles Garrett isn't going to play Week 12 for Cleveland. Already ruled out being on the COVID-19 list. Also, Baltimore had some members of its organization. Didn't say if it was players or staff.
They said members of the organization.
Yeah, members of the organization. So they shut down their facility today. Of course, they're playing in a couple days on Thanksgiving night.
But again, let me just repeat this. If they were informed today, that means they were COVID positive and the tests taken prior to the game yesterday.
Right.
This is why the NFL wants their coaching staffs masked up on the sideline. This is why Tua, in my mind, it's rare to see a player masked up on the sideline. When Tua came out of the game, he put a mask on.
Yep.
I would do that too. This is why they do this. This is why they're insistent on it. This is why every coach who wears these masks like their chin straps are doing themselves and their families a disservice. How many times do you see a coach where you see the nose sticking out over the mask?
Yeah, Gruden last night.
Game. He's better than he was earlier this year.
He's always trying to put honestly, his nose out the whole time.
I saw in all these college games, coaches just barking out in the middle of everybody. So, again, I'm hoping everything is fine with the Ravens and everybody else, too. My God, I feel like I'm a broken record. What else do you have over there?
A tweet I saw this morning, Rich, going back to Joe Burrow. Just players that have torn ACLs this year. Just the list of guys. It's like an all-star team. Joe Burrow, Saquon Barkley, Odell Beckham, Nick Bosa, Tariq Cohen, Devin Bush, Cortland Sutton, Taylor Lewan, Bruce Irvin. All down this year with ACL injuries.
Could throw in Solomon Thomas there too, and
yeah.
I don't know if this is any different, just because it's some big names. But as we all know, there was no football until September. Preseason was gone. I don't know. I'm not an expert on this front, but it's interesting. I guess
just an interesting thing I saw this morning. Well, let's just hit this sound real quick, Mike. Of course, Clemson FSU was supposed to play this weekend. Clemson flew down to Florida State only to have the game canceled after they had arrived when a player on Florida State tested positive. Dabo Swinney, Clemson head coach, not happy.
We spent $300,000+ to travel. We set up a Ringling Brothers tent in the took over an entire parking lot to do what we have to do to meet the standards. We had people travel from all over the country to come to the game, to see the game. We met the standard to play, and we should have played. We have mitigated everything all year long, all year. Meetings, practices, meals, housing, how we travel. If the standard to play was zero positive tests, then we would have never had a season. This game was not canceled because of COVID. COVID was just an excuse to cancel the game. And to be honest with you, I don't think it has anything to do with their players. I have no doubt that their players wanted to play and would have played. And same with the coaches. To me, the Florida State administration forfeited the game. And if they want to play Clemson, in my opinion, they need to come to Clemson or they need to pay for all expenses. Other than that, there's no reason for us to play them. We were there, we were ready, and we met the standards.
Wow. Yeah, it was a member of Clemson, actually, that tested positive for COVID, and Florida State's administration said, nope, we're not playing. Yeah, did you see BYU? That BYU has an opportunity with Washington in the Apple Cup got canceled because Washington State has a problem with COVID. And Washington reached out to BYU, said, we'll play you. And according to Bruce Feldman, BYU wants to wait till Tuesday to see what their rankings are before making this decision. It's just crazy, man.
Wow.
It's nuts.
Yeah, Mike Norvell, Florida State head coach, responded to Dabo saying, football coaches are not doctors. Some of us might think we are, but there's a reason why those advisors are able to make those decisions from the information provided.
Yeah, and the BYU quarterback, Zach Wilson, wore a headband last weekend, basically saying, we'll play anytime, anywhere. in the 66-14 win over North Alabama. Telling you people, just make it eight teams. Send everybody let them go.
Yeah.
This craziness of what? Like, we're not going to play Washington until we find out what the schedule is, and even though we're chest thumping, we'll play you anywhere. And just let them play. Let eight teams play. Just do it. What's the big deal? Bubble them up.
I don't see
Send them to the same place, let's play it out. It's different. This year is totally different. Clemson's showing up at Florida State. One of their players pops, and Florida State's like, we don't want to get blown out 90-0. So, yeah, this is not good for us. Sorry. Go home. I mean, it's getting insane.
And college basketball is already feeling it. It's supposed to start this week. Duke and Arizona postponing their season openers.
We had the commissioner of the SEC on, like, how are you going to play basketball? Right? I mean, at least.
Without a bubble.
At least the NFL is showing in a way to college what can be done. And it sure sounds like Clemson's got a professional football type operation. They got tents. They got I mean, where's that money coming from?
Right.
And so, you know, the money's there to spend it on when you're at a program like Clemson. But the NBA they bubbled up. How is the NBA going to play in December? How's that going to happen without a bubble?
I don't know.
In the arena. I mean, they want to play. They're coming to Staples on Christmas. One of those teams is playing in Staples on Christmas, from what I'm hearing.
Well, I mean, where else are they going to play? It's not going to be like White Men Can't Jump. It's not going to be in Venice.
Which would be awesome.
But they're planning on
I don't know how they're going to do it. How are they going to do it? As we're seeing right now, I mean, you saw in the World Series, you're seeing in the NFL, I mean, I guess from what they're saying that it's community spread being brought into facilities. That's the way it's being spread. It's not being spread in the facilities because they're masked up in there, and that there hasn't really been a documented case of community spread in game, right? Where quarterback gives it to offensive linemen in a game. The NFL's by the end of tonight through 11 weeks, which I don't think anybody thought coming. Could you imagine, though, the similar thing is that, again, Ravens go to go to Pittsburgh, right? We know that they've obviously been COVID tests. Steelers say, we're not playing.
Yeah, you had a guy pop, we're not playing.
Right. We don't want to get, that's basically what Florida State said. We're not playing. Where's the ACC in this? What's their take on it?
You would think the ACC commissioner would be out in front of this. Haven't heard.
Okay, we'll come back. Lots more to talk about from the weekend. You got your big signing for your Celtics, man. A little bit more NBA, and then a couple games we haven't discussed from the world of the NFL. And we'll set up tonight, too. Big Monday night game.
Hello, everyone. This is Eagles Hall of Fame quarterback Ron Jaworski. And I am so excited to bring you the hottest new podcast for the NFL and gaming. Welcome to Jaws Picks, featuring me, Ron Jaworski, and some of the most famous names in sports, music, and entertainment, as I give you my expert analysis and predictions of each and every NFL game. So far this season, my predictions are over 55% correct
against the spread.
That's a pretty good number, folks. And over 67% picking winners straight up. You do not want to miss out on this podcast. Every week, I will tell you who, how, and why each NFL game will be decided. Take the guesswork and stress out of gaming and subscribe to Jaws Picks wherever you get your podcast. That's Jaws Picks wherever you get your podcast. Stay safe, take care, and let's make some beer money.
Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Need an escape? Drop into Pluto TV for a world of free TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, free. No subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android, iPhone, Roku, and Fire TV and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
So according to all of my colleagues at NFL Media Group, this game's still on right now, even though the Ravens announced that several members of their organization have tested positive for COVID-19. We are just 3 days away from Thanksgiving, where hopefully everybody is going to have a healthy and happy and safe Thanksgiving with only members of their household. And Ravens versus Steelers Thanksgiving night on NBC at 8 Eastern time. A big game. A big, huge game. In the AFC North, as the Steelers have a road in front of them that is ripe for the plucking. Cynthia Freeland, who is outstanding at her job on NFL Network, had the Steelers for the remainder of the season, in terms of win probability, over 50% for every game the rest of the season. Whoa. Better than a coin flip each week to week to go undefeated.
Wow.
That's including this Thursday night, and of course it included the game against Jacksonville this past weekend. The Steelers look to go dozen and oh on Thanksgiving night. How about that? Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, back here on our program, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Let's go to Tootie in Oregon. We haven't spoken to Tootie in quite some time. How you been, Tootie?
Oh, great. Thank you.
What do you have in
and
your mind?
I wanted to say congratulations to TJ on his Cowboys this week and the
thank
upcoming
you,
week.
Thank you, Tootie. I feel like it's just me and you.
Yes. The thing is, I would have to say I was actually very disappointed when I saw the score of the game that you don't really want to remember against the – not TJ, but you, Rich.
Yes.
Rutgers, please.
Every woman in my life is saying this to me. My gosh. Yeah, I know. I hear you. I hear you. What's on your mind otherwise?
So a month ago or so when I called, you said that the Bears were a legitimate team, and you didn't see any downside coming. Since then, they've lost everything. And so... poor dog. I'm wondering, is whatever went wrong? Is there something that went wrong in those 4 weeks?
Oh gosh, yeah, I think
that could have been.
I don't know.
With the virus.
Look, and I appreciate the call. I'm sorry, I gotta send you on your way.
Thank
here.
Thank you, Tootie.
By the way, did you see Kurt Warner was doing game day morning from home? His dog Stella was howling every time he wolfed. It was fantastic. I put that on my Instagram at Rich Eisen.
That was funny.
Did I say that they were a legitimate team? Did I say that?
You
legit? Like I said you are what you are. I don't know. Is this for you guys? Sit here. I was here every word I say. Did I legitimize them? Is like,
well, I think we all kind of thought
they were 5-1.
We're doing.
I mean, they were 5-1.
5-1.
Yeah, you are what your record is.
I didn't sit here and think they'd beat Green Bay. Although I called this division for Minnesota. Maybe I've just been way off on the NFC North. Nothing's changed other than the fact that they can't dial anything up. And that's one of the storylines we're going to follow the rest of this week. Is Foles, who got carted off on that Sunday nighter, going to be back? Or is it time to? Was that a Monday nighter? Well, when he got carted off last, we saw him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we gonna? Is he gonna go? Or is it Trubisky?
I haven't heard anything about that.
You know what? I'd do. I'd go Trubisky. You got to just one last shot.
Why not?
One last run here, man.
Hey, Rich. Real quick update from Mike Garofalo.
Yes.
It's Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins who have tested positive for COVID.
No.
On the Ravens.
Okay.
Gus Edwards will be your running back Thursday night.
All right. There you have it.
Hey, Rich, here's a question. Joe Burrow with that.
I mean, by the way, Ingram's got little kids at home. It's no joke, man.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I assume JK might be a bachelor. I'm just assuming he's a guy coming out of college. Sorry, where are you going?
I'm just thinking about, you know, Joe Burrow and that awful knee injury. And it's going to be a long process. So do you think the Bengals, with the upcoming draft, should they look at a quarterback again?
I don't think so.
I don't see him coming back next season, do you?
No, I don't see him being ready. I mean, if he's got significant knee damage, I don't want to sit here and speculate. But
yeah, of course.
It might be wise to just maybe that we don't see him for another year. I wouldn't do that.
There's no need to rush this kid.
No, you know what I'm saying? I mean, who are you going to draft? You're not going to use a first-round draft choice on one, I don't think.
Yeah. They need to work on that line.
I mean, don't forget, look, like I said, Alex Smith's leg got broken into pieces. Mm-hmm. He's starting Thanksgiving. Tua had his hip get totally destroyed and needed surgical, you know, surgery to repair. He's fine.
Yeah, I'm not done.
I don't know. Right now, if you're asking me right now as you have, I wouldn't go in that direction.
Okay.
Not if I'm them. You're Cowboys, sir. Andy Dalton is
doing what we paid him to do.
I know I shouldn't use the word solid. You know how I feel about solid. He's a good quarterback. He's a good quarterback.
Yeah, he's thrown for 4,000 yards. He's
like
been to the playoffs.
I said that's still Amari and Gallup and Lamb and Zeke, who ran for 100 yards, and they reconfigured their offensive line a little bit, and maybe it helped that Mike McCarthy knows the Vikings from all those years in the NFC North.
Guys on D are healthy.
Right around the corner. Here we go. They're taking on the Washington football team. They win this one. Philadelphia's got the Seahawks.
L.
This is real. This is real.
Yes, indeed.
This is real.
Listen. Listen.
This
running
is
the table, fellas.
Real. I don't look, hold on a second. Come you still on, got now. The Ravens, and then you still look, the Dallas Cowboys still have the Ravens who haven't been totally wiped out. They're at Cincinnati, should win that one.
That's a dub.
You got a Sunday nighter against San Francisco. I wouldn't sit here and say that's a dub.
I mean, you might not, but I will.
Okay. Yeah. This is why Stephen A. Smith can't stand people like you. Then you got the Philadelphia Eagles, and then finishing up against the Giants. That, could you imagine Dallas against the Giants is game 256 because that is for the division?
Can we flex out of that? Put us on Monday night?
No, I'm talking about NBC might put you in the final Sunday night position right there.
Just get it ready. It's going down.
Because that's what they want. They want a playoff game. Winner goes in, loser goes home. And I understand that might be, you know, the least attractive pageant. But
exactly. You know what I mean?
You wouldn't use the word number of eyes that are going to tune in for that?
NBC has also, a game 256 one year was Sam Bradford and the Rams at the Seahawks who won that game, and then Beastquake happened. So there is precedence of NBC putting a game 256 on the air where the word pageantry wasn't really thrown around.
Both those teams are 6-9, though. Like, come on.
That's exactly the circumstance of that Rams versus Seahawks game that you just keep mentioning. And
it's
going to
make people tune in.
It's happened. Well, you damn
Yeah.
NBC, you know what? By the way, I don't know if Dan's show used this before. Our show, I didn't catch the, you know, on Dan's show, I listened a little bit just in case, because I screen grabbed and sent to Dan and Paul Pabst, because I responded to one of McLovin's tweets saying, you know, should I even watch the end of this, you know, Colts-Packers game? Because this football's terrible. And I sent to him, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, you should take a stand against bad football and turn this game off, man. In that stance, NBC's going to go, you know what? This game is for the NFC East. It is the winner goes on, loser goes home, playoff type game that we're looking for in game 256. And it does involve the Dallas Cowboys. But you know what? Let's not do that. Really? That will happen. And that's not out of the realm here.
I feel good.
And I know. And the Cowboys, this is real. Because it is, as you know, the old fire oh the dumpster in that division right now. Mm-hmm. And they do have the most talented roster, certainly on offense, and certainly playmakers on defense, Jalen Smith and Tank Lawrence, and we could go on and on. They're beginning to find some youngsters too that are beginning to ball out on the defensive side. This is real.
I know. Yeah, I tried to be humble at the beginning of the season, but
humble as in starting the show by dragging our call screener out for your own little demonstration of Cowboys 3-7 fandom. You know what? I understand why Stephen A. Smith doesn't want to have anything to do with you.
That's a shame.
But I still call it as I see it, and the way I see it is this is real.
3-7, and the guy's doing a James Brown cowboy flag cape.
That's exactly why Stephen A. wants nothing to do with you.
Good God.
Get out of here.
I want to thank Peter King, Daryl Morey, and also Daryl Morey and Spice Adams. Tomorrow's show, the highly talented Bobby Cannavale will be on the show, and so will Aaron Rodgers. He's slated to be here. So for our radio audience, we say thank you. For our audience, we'll see you in a second before we send things to brother from another.